Oh, am I live? Oh, no, just kidding. Hello, how are you? Is everybody fine? Come on, I can hear you. I know you're all sad, you're going home. No more drinking, no more free food. And Monday you have to work. Yeah, sorry. Same applies to me. So what are we doing today? Let me just find my pointer. Advanced Windows Defense. You know, there is not such a thing such as advanced defense. I mean, I got the masters here. I can see Marcus Hussein here and a couple of other expert people. So what I'm going to do is, basically, I'm going to highlight a couple of important stuff for you where you hopefully will learn how you can be a bit more secure. First of all, warning as usual. Please, please, please do not do this in live environments without permissions. Do we agree?
Yes.
Cool. Marcus, do you agree?
Sure.
Don't believe him. All right, my name is Erdal Özkaya. I work for Köln Technologies. I'm also a university lecturer. I got a beautiful app. You can download it on any platform. And if you want to follow me, please look into these links. Probably you'll notice my accent. Seriously, it's not my fault. Let me tell you why. I got Turkish parents. I was made in Germany, living in Australia, and this is what's coming out. So, promise you will get used to it in a few minutes. So give me 3 or 4 minutes, the encryption keys will come for free. If not, please just leave the room, go to another session. I'm not going to be able to fix my accent in the next 75 minutes, all right? Just, I don't want to read any bad feedback about my accent because it's not going to change. All right, back to the topic. We have lots of free giveaway. I have 100 antivirus plus anti-keylogger. I just forgot the, not keylogger, anti-keylogger, okay? I just realized that. To give away, Windows to Go sticks, 32 gigabytes. I got a beautiful Secunia CSI 6-month license to give away. Camp load balances, USB sticks, and TrueSec stickers. Hey, if you have any objections, they are to here. That's how they sponsored me. All right, all right. So, what do you think we're going to do today? It's Friday, last day. I want to have a little bit fun. Do you want to have fun as well while you're learning? All right, let's guess. What am I going to cover today?
Climbing.
Yeah, climbing. What do you think? Let's talk about beautiful Miami. Yeah, holidays. I know you guys going into winter. I'm from Australia. I'm just going back to summer. Thank you. Or guess what? Would you like to talk about me? That's what I've done for the last 5 minutes, right? Or look more carefully. Hey, I got a beautiful car. Maybe we talk about cars? No? All right, what about algebra? No? Yeah, okay, beautiful. Let's start with, I have no clue, sorry. Coding, any developers here? Oh, thank you for coming. Oh, Marcus?
Why your wife? My sister.
All right, do we got any females here? I didn't forget you. We can also talk about, no? All right, let's go back to advanced Windows defense. I think you don't want to have much fun. So, as you know, once security used to be totally different. Our grandfathers, they used to live in high castles, in high hills, and they tried to be isolated from other people because that was the only way to secure yourself, right? Especially in Europe. Is it different in IT security? What we do is, usually we build all this defense in depth strategy, which hundreds of people covered in their sessions by now. I'm not going to talk about it, don't worry. But we all know this was also compromised. So, did you see enough slides? Yeah? Who wants some freebies? Seriously? Yeah? All right, look. Did anybody attend my other session? I said there is nothing for free in this life. Everything has a price. I can give you a free hug. So I'm going to give you these USB sticks, but one of you, he has a computer with them. I want to do life hack. Are you connected to the wireless? Promise you're not going to have any difficulties. It's just a file which I'm going to run. Yeah? Anybody here? It's a beautiful USB stick from one of the vendors. It's just a text file which I added in. It's read me please HTML. It's 56, please. Oh, I come to you, no problem. Any drink, sir? No? Please bug it in. Thank you, Hussein, for sponsoring this. Hey, I'm just doing live demonstration. My email is open. Everything's open. Please forgive the mess. All right, let me connect to my Azure environment. Connect. So it's live from Azure. I think you all know what phishing means, right? I don't have to explain you what phishing means, how phishing works. Who's falling into the tricks? Anybody? You know, we all receive emails, right? Saying, click here, I'm going to give you a free USB stick. And you never click. Do you? But how is this all? If nobody's clicking, how are these people making millions of dollars every year from phishing attacks? How do they compromise the people? So, what they are doing, here's the tool. No, that's my blog. You can go to OWASP. From there, you can download this little tool here. To be honest, before this tool, I used to use Kali to download websites. I used to use Kali set to create the Apache server, then attack others. But yesterday, a good friend of mine who's sitting right in front of me said, hey, why are you killing people's time? Just use this little tool here. Thank you, Hussein. So, believe it or not, this demo came just last night in. Or this morning. But it's a cool one. So, did you plug the USB in, sir? So what I'm going to do is, please go ahead and download it yourself. Download the tool, extract the inherit, and from there, double-click that icon here, which is exonit.xxsexploit.exe. I have always difficulties to find it. It's the old version. Do not download version 6. That's what Hussein told me. No, just kidding. All right, first, let's configure our server. As my one is up in Azure, what I'm going to do is, I set it up to myself. Of course, I went to my Azure server, created the services. You can read everything in the website and learn it yourself, okay? I created a port. I'm just starting the service. And here we go. Sir, what's your name again? Who took my USB stick?
Christoph.
Did you open it?
Read me
file? Yeah, read me, double click. Yeah. You can scan with the antivirus. It's just a text file, seriously. I'll show you the inheritance of the file. That's exactly what is inside. That's what is inside it. Just a little script. Did you? Now, what we can do with this, let me just quickly show you. You can go and send messages, for example, but how I'm going to show his screen in the... All right, we didn't think about that. Anyway, I will do...
Next time we do it on another computer.
Yeah, can you come and at the same time set it up, please? So I'm just sending a message. Can you please verify if you received the message? Did you open the URL? You should receive... Come on. Yeah, one of you is coming. You should receive this little message there saying hello. So I'm going to show you what's going to happen shortly in this computer here. Okay? Thanks. Well, can I borrow the USB again? This is problematic here. I'll give you a bigger one. Christoph, can you please come here? We connect you straight. So I tell you what happens, and you're going to see shortly. So I'm just going to send him a message, and you're going to see the screen shortly. Maybe let's exchange. Okay? That's a bigger one. So what's going to happen is I explain you the tool. Videotech, can I get help, please?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, all right. Just did I start the service while I was talking? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. All right. He just double-clicked on the file, sent. And did you notice that you got Zoomit? He just came in, and to be honest, we didn't practice it in this computer. He received the message there. Okay, you don't believe me? Let me send something else. Believe me, Barcelona. It takes time, you know, from wireless to Azure, from Azure to wireless, from wireless to Hussein, and this is Hussein. All right? Nah, this is easy. Everybody can do that. All right. What else can I do? Do you got a Facebook account?
Well, yes, I do.
Do you want to share your password with my friends?
No.
Why not? So, what I'm going to do is www.facebook.com. I got the explanation first. And I like the Fisher. Facebook.com.
Which one is
it? Yeah. 6. Let me close, dude. What I've done is, explanation, Fisher, and I typed, while you're not looking at me, facebook.com, I think we all can see it, create. Now, we're going to switch to Hussein's computer. Oh, phishing attack. So, good, his browser is aware of it, but, yeah, that's the wrong target. I was going to do it with him. So he has, you know, everybody knows him, right? He works for TrueSec, and their job is to find 0 days. Can you please go to normal end user mode?
That's right, what I
use. Are you in end user mode? Please add me as friend. Hold on. So, he typed the password. And Hussein testing this thing. Can you see it? I was going to do it to you, sorry. But this is exactly how they gain your information. So, I know there is not magic science. Some of you are going to say, come on, Erdl. It's just level 300. And if you think you are too smart for it, why are millions of people still doing the attack every single day? Who never received a phishing attack email? Never. Who didn't receive anything this week? Not even one people. We all do receive it. Oh, hey, you liars. You didn't even check your emails, right? Working hard. Thank you, Hussein. Thank you. That was for me. All right. This was what? Number. Seriously, all what I've done is created a text file, Notepad, copied the source, save it as HTML. If your name is not Hussein, then you'll fool into it. So, of course, I had my IP address there. If you watch the recording later, you're going to say, hey, you smarty. It was an IP address there. Hey, how much is a domain name? $4, $5, €2? Instead of Facebook.com, I buy Basebook.com. So that's how easy it is. That was the demo. Now, little big slides, yeah? Everybody happy so far? Anybody not understanding my accent? Okay, I think we all heard about pass the hash. Anybody doesn't know Pastor Hash, you're on the wrong conference. Don't raise your hands because I don't want to see you. So every time you connect to the internet, you have an instant and direct IP connectivity to the world. How? Via Facebook, via many other services which is up in the internet. So, what is Pastor Hash? It is hash equals cash credential, which is usually not actually text. If everybody knows, it's around, I think, a 17 years old attack. Nothing new. What happened is, it can be stored in the memory. What, you know, you enter username password, it will be translated to a username hash, will be sent to the server, and the bad guy will compromise one of your devices. Only one. Who did not deploy BYOD yet? Not even one? Wow, everybody's in BYOD? Really? You're not kidding me, right? I was last week at HackVault. Thank you, guys. I'll give you a USB stick. And don't forget to tweet about the session. I got 100 antiviruses to give away. I don't want to take it back home. So that one guy will take over of one of your devices, and that one device is going to lead the bad guy to your enterprise. Why? Based on Symantec, 75% of the people, they are still using the same password across multiple platforms. Yeah. What is... Do you got anything new to say earlier here? But hey, this is still the fact. We are in year 2015 nearly. We're still talking about the same thing. Again, again, and again. Think about it. Security is such a big business. Look at Marcus. He's driving a Ferrari. Look at me. I'm driving a Maserati. Yeah, at least in the pictures. Or think about the security business. It's huge. The attackers are getting smarter. I got a couple of cool demos coming now. What they do is, I'm pretty sure you saw that. First, they get your credentials. I don't want to talk about this too much. Then your data. And if you check the time, it's 8 hours up to 48 hours they will own your network. How? Don't worry, I'm not doing the old Pastor Hash demo. Mimikatz, anybody heard about it? Yes? Windows number one enemy, as we mentioned in my other session with Raymond. I'm just connecting to another VM, which is in Azure again. Nice login screen. Vic, yes. That's my cheat sheet. All right. What I'm going to do is run command prompt as admin. I'm not going to do the same mistake like the other day in my demo. I forgot to do that. All right. What I'm going to do is basically just go to CD tools. I can just get CD tools. Oh. Oops, that's the wrong one. Mimikatz.exe. All right. As you know, my English is bad. My typing is as my speaking. That's why I'm just going to, for the sake of the demo, paste it in. So, first step, I don't know if you can see it. You're going to see it very shortly. No, you can't. First, what I'm doing is, I type the command privileges debug. Why? Because currently, I'm just an end user. I'm not in Hussein mode, I'm just in end user mode. And I'm just saying, hey, Mimikatz, you can just bingle it. You know the website Bingle? Your favorite search engine? Combined, it's a Microsoft conference. Okay? You go to GooBingo and you download, just look at Mimikatz, Black Hat Conference, find that guy who wrote the tool, download the tool, the tutorial is here. Just first step, gain access, gain privileges. Sorry. Second step is, now I'm going to my secure LSA, because otherwise LSA is not going to, otherwise LSA is not going to give me access to login passwords. So I'm going to say, hey LSA, do you mind please give me the passwords in the memory? I couldn't copy it. Copy. Come on. I don't know how to pass. You know what? Let me type it. Secure LSA. Log on. Password. Now, just let me zoom in. By the way, Raymond is not here, but I got his virtual environment. Don't ask how. Thank you for understanding the joke. If we browse up, you will see lots of passwords, lots of service accounts. I am after the admin. He is here somewhere. I know he is because I done the demo. Here we go. Hey, I can't see the password. Neil, he is still in Windows 7. One third of the room. Any Windows XP clients in your network? Come on. Thank you for being honest. You get a USB stick as well, okay? So if you come now, you get it now, otherwise I'm going to forget. So if it's a Windows 8, if it's a Windows 7 and below, you can even see the password. So remember Microsoft was saying Windows 8 is more secure? Yes, it is. It doesn't show you password. But you can copy the hash, which I did here, because I knew I'm going to have a little... Copy the hash, paste it here. Now, there is another command here. I'm getting the secure LSA. The path is the user, which is domain admin, and the domain is nextnet.net, and it's an NTLM hash. So I'm copying this command. You can just type it, but you know. Just come to the front of the line, paste it, usually right-click will do, yes, and boom, look where I am. Dear, I am inside Windows, domain administrator. Can you see it? If not, you're going to see it now. I get full access to Windows. Zoom it. Please work. What else? Let's go to... All right, don't worry about zooming. Can you see the screen? Or is it just me who's having difficulties with the screen? I can just go to CD. Yeah, no, CD. Windows. I'm inside Windows. You know, CD empty commands, and you are just in. Isn't that cool? Do you like it so far? Yeah? Everybody says yes for the one day listening, recording. All right, demo two done. Oh, still 50 minutes. I was stressing. Cool. Any questions so far? Okay, the question is, do you got... Who was it? The question is, do you got any antivirus present in the machine? The answer is yes. But when you download Mimikatz, to be honest, it will, most of the current antiviruses going to say, hey, I know this tool, block. But the source code is also available. Just go, modify the source code. You said you're a developer, right? No. Someone, even if you're not a developer, disable your antivirus, combine it, reuse it. You got the source code. And we know how antiviruses work, right? Antiviruses know only, they're like security guard. They check your ID. Yeah, you are 18 and over. They don't check if the ID is valid or not. Could be just Photoshop-made ID. Any other questions? Hello, Ernst. How are you? Thank you for coming. All right. Where are we standing today? Not on the stage. I didn't talk to this side. Sorry, guys. I didn't forget you. So where are we standing today? What is the industry doing? Windows 10 is coming. Hopefully, this attack's going to be blocked then. But first of all, it's a TechNet article. Microsoft highly recommends you not to get hacked. I swear to God. TrueSec, do you recommend to get hacked? I mean, yes, you should. Otherwise, how are you going to make money? All right. Don't let your data fall into wrong hands. But what can you do against it? Seriously. Sir at the back, can you do something about it? The data security landscape is changing so fast. Last night, we were sitting in the Ask the Expert. And one of the guys asked Marcus a question. What do you think about Windows Azure? And Marcus, what did you say again? Do you mind repeating it?
What I said about Windows Azure?
Yeah, you said it's the best, and but, you know, we had the chat yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I said it's very good, but they have the same challenges as everybody else. I mean, they implement a lot of new features every day, or at least every month. So, of course, they have the same challenges. I mean, there's a risk they implement weaknesses or vulnerabilities.
Okay, and I referred back to keynote. Remember in the keynote, if you attended? Microsoft was really proud to push more than 200 updates just within this year. What does this mean? Seriously, Microsoft has the best, if you ask me. I mean, Google is by default vulnerable, okay? Seriously. Amazon is a bit better than Google. That's my personal opinion. And as you can see, all my labs are in Azure. So I'm using myself Azure, but it doesn't mean I'm going to give everything. Oh, sorry, his Microsoft's looking bad at me. Sorry, Yasin. It doesn't mean I'm going to trust everything. It's like your wife. You love her. You trust her, but sometimes you don't share all your secrets with her, right? And your name is Torbjörn. Please, if anybody knows his wife, pass it. Remember your data security landscape. Don't trust anybody. All right. I think we all know Gartner. Gartner says it's called Nexus of Forces, which means the world is getting smaller. Look, just the first row. I have a friend from Sweden, Netherlands. You're in England, right? Right? Mr. Fattah. I met his brother at Tech at New Zealand. He lives there. This guy is living here. I live in Australia. Oh, Netherlands again. Oh, my God. Too many Dutch here. It's such a small world. We know each other. Thanks to Facebook. Thanks to Twitter. Or all social media, right? Or Techet. And things are changing so fast. We are getting to BYOD. Based on Gartner again. Or this is not Gartner. This is Mobile Force something, you know. It says more and more people are working from home. Does this apply to you? Yeah, a few hands. Do you remember? Okay. Marco, do you remember? You're too old for it. Remember in your time? Just kidding. In your time, it used to be one desktop, one phone, one server room, and don't look bad. I'm just joking.
10 houses, 1 phone.
Yeah. What about now? Now we have so many options. How are you going to implement security? Of course there are ways. Look at this. Your data, your private data, has been exposed. Some of them are with free will. Can you please quickly read the screen? In Facebook, it's a screenshot which I took. The question says, how good are you in bed? And that girl is answering it. The father and the grandmother is reading the post. I think this is scary. Or we have some salted people. They share their credit cards. I hided the number. Seriously, they do that themselves. Nobody is asking for it. I mean, you're asking, can I get your credit card, please? No. But this guy done it on Facebook. Or this lady was so happy. She was sharing her passport. I swear to God, it's my screenshot. In Facebook, saying yes, I zoomed in, okay? Saying yes, I got my passport. What can I do with this passport? I can go to the night club, right? Just in a very basic manner. So, sometimes we share the data, sometimes people get our data. Anybody using Fitbit and MyFitnessPal, yeah? Most of you do, right? We are in IT, we gain fat, we don't know how to give it. So, this is MyFitnessPal. I swear to God, I'm using it myself. It looks beautiful. I put even the QR code for you. If you want to join and add me as a friend, we can be friends. But what Marcus does, if you look at the source code, your date of birth, your address information, whatever you share, it's getting sent. And if someone is... If someone is sniffing, and I'm pretty sure you watched Hussein's sessions before while he was walking with his antennas. If not, go to Channel 9 and watch his sessions. If someone is sniffing the data, what's going to happen? So, sir, what is going to happen when you lose your... Do you get an online banking account?
Yes.
The answer is yes. When you call the bank, you lost your card. What is the first question they ask?
Well, I didn't call them. I didn't never lose.
Okay,
card.
He never lost his card. Please, anybody did lose their card before?
What is your date of birth?
Yeah. What is your date of birth? Your address, your mother's maiden name. Where can you gain all this information? I don't know.
From your Fitbit.
From my Fitbit. So, of course, this is the Australian slide. In Australia, only in Australia, in 2012, sorry. An average bridge costed businesses $175. It doesn't look much. But if you look, the cost adds together to $5.9 million just in 1 year. This is just Australia. For the ones that don't know Australia, we have only 20 million people plus 32 million kangaroos. Okay? So, get this data and multiply it with the rest of the world. What is going to happen when you get hacked? First of all, you're going to lose customers. You are going to lose your reputation. You are going to give your IP to your competitors. Who is using Dropbox? I'm using a password, right? So, how can we be more secure? First of all, keep in mind, cyber attackers are not dumb. They are getting smarter, and they have usually more resources, more time, and I'm sad, but they earn more than us. They send phishing emails, they compromise devices, then they scan the networks, they start to steal the data, and they sell your data, they use your data. This is from SIR version 15 or 16. You will see the industry-wide vulnerabilities. Everybody thinks Microsoft is highest. To be honest, Microsoft is doing very well in the last few years. Look at this. Microsoft had only 183 critical vulnerabilities. HP, Sun, Mozilla, Oracle, Adobe had much more. This is straight from Cisco report, annual report, 2014. People say, hey, you know what? Windows is burnable. Please, look at the list. SQL injection, input validation, information leak, and. So, it is really not what you think it is, how the attackers... It is... The facts are totally different from what you think. I was trying to say that. So, we all go to the internet. Around 83% of the legitimate websites were hacked. I mean, we all buy stuff from places, right? Target was recently hacked. Home Depot. Or forget about it. NSA is just our twin brother. Malicious applications. All right, what has this to do with Windows Defense? So, I don't know if you see the picture. I came from broad to the smaller piece. All this is going to give us Windows security. Or, in other words, network security. If we understand how hackers work, you will see, in 1990s, it was just viruses. Then, they developed worms. Then, spywares. Trojans, but things have changed. Cyber crime is not a kid's play anymore. It's not just with script kiddies. That's why these guys, they travel the world, they find 0 days in large organizations. That's why we do training for defense, police, and the rest of the government stuff. Because there is a huge need for real security professionals. And Android, that's your life. Who's using Windows Phone? It's a Microsoft conference.
Windows Phone?
Yes. For the ones that are listening, all the hands are up. Apple? Android? Okay, all of you, you know, just this is a real data from 2014 Cisco report again, which says burnable. Okay, I know you don't see Windows there. Why? Because only a few people were using it. So, let's do some vulnerability assessment. Do you understand what we've done? First, I showed you how attackers trick you. Then, I showed you... What was the second demo? I showed you how they gain access to your hashes. Now, I'm going to try to show you how they find vulnerabilities. What was a vulnerability again? Yeah. Do you remember Rocky Balboa, the movie? He was at the end, it was a movie, boxing match, America versus Russia. What a coincidence. All right? And that Russian guy was playing dirty. He noticed Rocky had broken bones, and he was attacking from there. We have a martial arts champions here. Hey, champion. He's a gold medal winner, by the way. Why do they attack? Sorry, you paid money to say that. No. Okay. Why do they attack from this? While doing the martial arts, why do you try to find vulnerable points to attack?
In order to win.
It's not different in vulnerability. I mean, in computers, it's not different. In order to gain access. Okay. Let's do the demo. Believe it or not, the demo wasn't working 2 minutes ago, but I have a alternative demo. So I got another cloud environment. Let me see if I'm going to be able to connect. Yes. I go to vulnerability assessment. Launch the lab. While this is doing. Okay, while this is loading, I'm just going to show you something else. This is taking your website. Look, you can go use tools such as Nessus, which I'm going to show you very shortly. I had to reset the environment. You can use tools such as Nessus, Metasploit, Nexpose, do fingerprint scanning, you can do enumeration, you can do, you know, information gathering. At the end, you can run exploits. At the end, you can pound the organization, the computer, or whatever you're attacking. But let's be honest, how many of us have the skills, the time? I found the easier way. I found a product from Secunia. They have a beautiful vulnerability database. Yes, there is a free one as well, such as NIST. You can go to NIST.gov. It's a US government website. They really have lots of vulnerabilities as well there, but this is so cool. Look, we are at Microsoft conference here, and just 15 days ago, there was a Microsoft Windows kernel vulnerability, which is extremely critical. What it does, privileges escalation, system access, it applies to all this, and the fix is here. You can go search your vulnerabilities. You can go create user accounts and set up notifications. So next time when these guys find something, they will email you straight away. So you don't have to wait until the next Pets Tuesday. Or you can go search the database. You can get supported software. Yeah, my lab is ready. But let me finish this. And you can just create tickets, install agents, or use it agentless. It's really cool database, which gives you access to the evil. Yeah, I know, you can also go, for example, to DB exploit. Oops. Exploit DB. That's also a vulnerability database. What a coincidence, right? I work for them. It's a beautiful vulnerability database. If you have Metasploit, you can just copy-paste some vulnerables. If you can find vulnerable software, you can create your own lab and attack them. If you want to, you can just watch our session with Raymond on Wednesday. We run a couple of attacks there. You can watch Marcus's sessions. Any other speakers? I can advertise here. You know, it's not free. What else? Here's the demo environment. Let me go to my demo environment quickly. So what I'm going to do is, let me make it full screen. Commands, control, delete. I did install Nessus while you're not here. I'm just going to one of the browsers. Which is... yeah, this is still installing. While this is doing, I can go to... let me just start the service. Come on. Start and Metasploit. It's running. Okay. Then hopefully if it starts, this is loading. I'm going to continue until it starts. Once it starts, you will see I can just launch scans. You can select attacks, put IP addresses in, and from this IP addresses, it will get it's going to run fingerprinting. It's going to check the OS, the vulnerabilities, the install services, and in return, it's going to give you the information that you want, the attack paths. So how does it work in real life? Are you married, sir? Yes. Anybody who's not married? Hey, you are not married. Okay, you are not married. So I guess you're not gay, yeah?
No.
All right, good. When you want a girlfriend, what will you usually do? Go to a pub, right?
Yeah.
You will ask friends, what is the best pub around? And they will tell you the one in the corner. That's information gathering. First step. You collect information. Second step is you go to the club, you drink your alcohol or drink. You will look around, right? Oh, she's nice. She's looking at me. So you will do the scanning part. Third step is music is nice. You go to her. Sorry, Sibrin. You go to her. Hi, can we dance? If she gives you a clap, which means no. If she smiles and dances with you, it's good. Now you're friends. You gained access. What is the fourth step in hacking? And the fourth step is you have to get privileges, right? You don't want to be the one. You want to be the boyfriend. So you want to kiss her maybe, or dance, touch her, yeah. All right, it's been recorded. I can tell my wife is listening. So this is access privileges. And what is the fifth step? I know Marcus is married. So if she finds out, he's going to be in trouble. So he has to clear the steps, right? He has to make sure he doesn't need any footprint behind him. So these five steps, he never done it as a gentleman or a female. Seriously, ma'am, you done it as well, right? Maybe, I don't know how you met your partner. Similar, right? Similar. Yeah, we all do. Do you think hackers do something different? It's the exact same steps they do. But they use their tools this way. And in return, they will basically gain, in your case, not boyfriend, girlfriend. In our case, access to secret data. All right. Do you understand the point? So how can we protect Windows? To understand that, we have to understand how do they attack? Seriously, how do they attack? I think you went to this guy's sessions. You saw Mark Rosnovich session. You can go watch Black Hat or DevCon or many other security conferences. Or not YouTube. You will see many stuff. So hackers usually they use different methods to go in. And they know most of the organizations, they still don't have any cybersecurity incident response team. They still hesitant to spend some money. He has a manager. Seriously, I want to see. He has a manager, and he or she is keen to spend money on security. Impiority. Are you working for a bank? Yes. Thank you. It was just a guess. Anybody else? Just a bank employee. What about you, Marcus? No, he's going to kick me very hard after the session. I know that. And 95% of the professionals believe general staff can improve their IT security skills or practices. Really? Do you believe training will fix most of the issues? There is a beautiful saying. You can patch your systems. You can patch your devices, but there is no patch for human stupidity. Yeah, if someone is stupid, you can't do anything. So they use different threats. They try to get access to your data. But, here's the question, but. What can you do to secure your data? All right, do we got any reverse engineers here? Reverse engineers, no? I'm not a reverse engineer myself too. So how am I going to do? I'm going to stop this Metasploit, sorry. I have a software called Threat Analyze. Okay? What this software does, basically, this software, you can just purchase it. I don't know even how much it is. You can install it in a gateway. It will scan all the environments. Okay? And everything which comes in through the gateway, it will collect some data. As you can see, you can't see it anymore. You will see it very shortly. And this data can be automatically scanned in a sandbox environment, or you can just go manually select the data that you want to scan. Then it will go, you know, automatically fire up a VM environment. And in this VM environment, it will do, look, I'm not doing anything. It will get the sample, which I select. It will load it into the VM. So, the scenario. Think about an M-patch environment. Okay? Then you have patch environment. So your current state versus a state that you are not sure what kind of attack is there. You receive the file. When you receive a USB stick from me, for free, sir, tell me, what will you do? Here's a USB stick.
I do not insert it anywhere.
He will not insert it anywhere, or he will just do a root scan.
Nah.
Format it.
I won't be trusted still.
Come on, trust me. You know, you get. Don't tell me you didn't get any USB sticks from downstairs, from the vendors.
Oh, I did.
He did. So you will plug it in and use it.
Nope.
You will scan it and use it, format it. Then why did you get it? All right, don't make my life hard.
Now, I will use a secure computer and try it out there.
Okay, he will use a secure computer and try it out there, format it, and use it, right? But you know what you can do with this? You can upload it to the software, or you can give it to these guys that can do reverse engineering. This will get the software, fire up the VM. Let me fire up the VM. It will push it automatically there. Okay? And it will scan the software. Said, okay, what is it? It is a GIF, but it is, you know, it looks like a GIF. It is a hidden EXE file. Okay. You can scan it on any client. In this case, I'm going to use Windows 7 and Windows XP. You can select, based on your environment, let's say you got Office 2010, Service Pack 2, or Windows 8, 2013, Office, Service Pack 1. I don't know if it's out yet. You can select your environment. From there, you go click reanalyze. The software will get the hashes. It knows what kinds of hash you do have. Remember, it's a VM environment. Now the scan will kick in shortly. Did you notice it started in? So it at the background, it's going to run the scan. Oh, I selected Windows XP instead of 7, sorry. So it will take some time. Did you understand the process? Get the virus and put it in a VM environment, extract the virus. And while this is happening, it will take a log. This is a picture which your end user is going to receive. It looks like a picture. In reality, it has an EXE file attached. You can go to a training class, they show you how to do that. Now, the VM environment is automatically, I'm not doing anything, I just press one button, automatically gonna extract this file. Let's see what's gonna come out. Shouldn't take long. I don't know if you, if you notice, we got a Windows 7 there as well, up here. Now it's going to reboot the computer. Here we go, it collects all the files. And it reboots the computer. Yes, it works in a Hyper-V environment as well, before you ask. Now we have an infected computer. And this infected computer basically is just in a VM environment. The idea is just to be able to compare. And here is our data. This is your original hash status. So it will compare the changes before the JPEG came in and after. Now, this is the hash file here. You can just scroll down. You can see all the changes that little JPEG file has done. You can see if it attempt to delete any internet settings. You will see the added registries, keys, the DLLs. This is a screenshot, how it looks like. Now we can go to the process details, the processes which has been installed. If you notice, administrator, base, gsu.gif, and it just happened yesterday. Now the call tree, the processes which have been installed. If you click on it, you will see that all the details, everything what that little picture has done is here. I know, usually you will not get pictures like that, but I'm pretty sure most of you did get pictures. Hey, Kim Kardashian nude, leaked pictures. Who did not look into it? We all didn't, right? It's very unethical. I think you get the idea. Here's, some more other information which can look into it. At the end, you will have a beautiful report. I'm just going to click on it now. And you will get the report. Basically, it will do the reverse engineering for you. The only difference is you will not find a core and write a mitigation against it. All it is just giving you the information before and after. And it's all in a sandbox environment. Now, you know that this software is not going to be installed in your organization. So you're going to block this JPEG. Do you get the idea? Yes? Any questions? Any questions? No questions? Anything which is not clear in the demo? Do you understand the scenario? Yeah? Good? Bad? All right. I guess it's not bad. Nobody's complaining. All right. The final answer. Marcus, how can we make, or Hussein, how can we make Windows more secure? Sorry? By what? I'm going to come to you.
We need to turn it off.
Who is it? No. No, I'm not trying to scare you. Look, the other day I done a session. One of the feedback was he was trying to scare us. Of course not. I'm not Freddy Krueger. I'm not trying to scare you. All that I'm trying to do is showing the facts in a different way. Marcus goes hardcore. I go a bit easier. It's at level 300. Oh, he's sleeping. Sir, it's boring?
No.
Nobody can sleep in my session. I was going to take a photo of you. Am I that boring? Seriously. All right. What are the challenges that we got? For example, in a BYOD environment. First of all, we have too many users. And you are only the one, or you have a small team, or you don't have the budget. First, you have to understand how they are accessing your network. then you should see if you have a guest network. Look, this guy is teaching PKI classes here, but how many of you are really implementing it in a way that he's showing at us? Not too many. I mean, what is your biggest challenge in a PKI class from your customers, Hussein? You don't have any?
No.
To make it comprehensible and easy to access.
All right, can you please say it so everybody can hear?
Yeah, keep it easy.
Keep it easy,
keep
right?
It easy.
Yeah, take away unnecessary complexity.
Take away unnecessary complexity and don't break the microphone. I broke the microphone. All right, I can walk like this. What else? How do you implement different security processes per device? Remember, we had one device, one phone. Now we have a Windows Surface device, Apple iPad, Google Android phone. So three platforms under one organization. There is no one solution for it. Yes, System Center MDM is quite good, to be honest. Microsoft Intune, not Windows Intune, Microsoft Intune is getting there, but is this the only solution? Let's be honest. It's not. There are so many unclear cost benefits, support issues. More importantly, I mean, you can read it yourself. How many of your staff are showing their own devices to you, saying, hey, I have been compromised, or I think this is slow, please look into it. It's his own device. Or, you know, it's his own device. You can just remotely wipe the device, and he can sell it on eBay. But let's talk about the reality. Please be very honest. How hard is it to do forensics on that device and get the data out? Who did never buy? I never. Who did never buy a second-hand phone or USB stick or something like that and done forensic for fun on it? That's my hobby. I do. Seriously, I work with a company in Australia called Forensic Explorer. I do lots of beta testing for them. And it's quite fun, you know. I put it in, I call it sometimes really nice stuff. Sometimes only, sometimes just junk. So, how is all this impacting our business? I mean, your bosses did send you here, or your wives, to learn something, right? So, rule number one, please prioritize each data set in terms of its importance to the business. I had to read it, it's very long. Why? Because not everything is equally the same. So, this means, if two things get hacked at the same time, and you have a small team, you can't do the mitigation at the same time. You should have some sort of priority. You should have a proper audit policy. I'm also an ISO instructor, and there I teach PDCA, Plan, Do, Check, Act policy. You know, the planning and envisioning. Then do. Stick to your plan. Don't change your idea. You will have difficulties. Yes, I know it's boring to write these policies. Reading is even more boring. But if you don't check these policies, and if you don't act against it, someone else will. You should have a proper action plan into your environment, from BYOD to Windows. There are here a couple of free tools for you. I'm not going to demo any of them. They're old enough. If you still don't know how they're existing, I put the names for you. A basic Bingo search will help you to get it. Okay? So use Microsoft Security Compliance Manager. If you're using 7008 or app, you can just type SCM. It will come up. Windows Attack Surface Analyzer. It even works in a Windows client. EMET. Baseline Security Analyzer, Security Compliance Manager, and many more.
Second time?
Thank you. I give you a stick so you don't. All right. Keep in mind. Shh. I said second time. Sorry.
No, this is because it is important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's important. I had to repeat it. Yeah. Thank you. No, it's good. All right, hackers are getting smarter. And here's the mitigations. Basically, make sure you got a proper Wi-Fi. Make sure you have a proper VPN environment. Try to make everything visible. Like when you go to doctor, let's say you go to doctor and you say, hey, doctor, I'm sick, fix me. The doctor's going to say, how can I help you? I'm sick, it's your job, you're the doctor, fix me. Do you think you will get the response that you're after? You have to usually tell, look, I got headache or my leg is hurting, especially this area. Then he will send you to an X-ray or MR. Then. It's not different in your IT environment. Know your network. And try to block jailbroken or rooted phones. Now, the question is why? Yes, there are a couple of nice resources which you can use. But especially with jailbroken devices, the question is again, why are these guys spending their time to break iOS 8, for example, and give it to you? How do you know there is nothing else inside? You are not, most of us are not security professionals. We don't have that tool that I showed you, which can analyze and tell you what's going on. If you do, no problem. Put it in a threat analyzer or go to the Secunia database, compare it. But how many of us knew about these tools before? Not too many, right? I showed you quickly how you can do vulnerability analysis. Yes, the service didn't start, I know. I didn't forget that. But I think you understand the idea. And, you know, CSV imports, how you can protect your environment. And more importantly, you should have a proper policy. All of this is going to make your Windows a bit more secure. So there is no one easy way. And this is what I wanted to highlight to you in a different way. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please don't forget to fill the evaluation. My name is Erdal Özkaya. If you didn't like it, my name is Marcus Murray. All right, thank you very much.